As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, today is traditionally called Gaudete Sunday, which the word Gaudete is a Latin word that means to rejoice. That's why we have the rose-colored vestments, rose-colored candle. We're on our way very close now to Christmas. We rejoice because having passed the halfway point of the Advent season, we know that our salvation through the birth of the baby Jesus is now very close at hand. God indeed is coming to save us. And our joy is meant to be overflowing as we anxiously await the great celebration of Christmas. But I wonder if that is how we actually feel today. Isn't it actually the case that feeling joyful right about this time of year can sometimes be pretty difficult? There's lots of things in our lives that can kind of chip away at feelings of joy. Even something like the immense amount of snow that we've received can be a serious inconvenience and hardship for some of us. As we know, the days are short and dark. The busyness of the Christmas season is in full swing, with parties to attend, homecomings to prepare for, cookies to finish baking, last-minute shopping to get done. And of course, sports season is upon us too, which brings lots of running around to practices and games. In fact, I wonder if sometimes people don't suffer from a little bit of disillusionment this time of the year. Family tensions are often magnified during a holiday season. The recent loss of a loved one can be more difficult to bear around the holidays. Then there is the inevitable bouts of sickness and the flu that always seem to go around Christmas. And all these things together can sometimes make it difficult for us to keep a genuine feeling of joy during the holidays. Now we might be thinking, wow, Father, thank you for crushing the holiday spirit, right? A little bit of a Grinch this morning. No, that's not my intention. My intention is this, to remind us that genuine joy is not the result of the perfect traditional Christmas or the lack of busyness or having all of our holiday dreams come true or even just feeling happy. Genuine joy, real joy, is the result of something much greater, infinitely greater. Genuine joy is the result of God living in us. Which is why, in my opinion, people in the world can sometimes have a rather cynical view of Christmas and see it as just an illusion of joyfulness, right? And that's because the world likes to pretend that it knows the way to happiness and to joy, but it doesn't. Pope St. Paul VI, speaking about Christian joy many decades ago, said this, very powerful, powerful words. He said, quote, "This difficulty in attaining joy seems particularly acute today. Technological society has succeeded in multiplying the opportunities for pleasure, but it has great difficulty in generating joy. For joy comes from another source. It is spiritual. Money, comfort, hygiene, material security are often not lacking. And yet, boredom, depression, and sadness unhappily remain the lot of many. These feelings sometimes go as far as anguish and despair, which apparent carefreeness or present good fortune and artificial paradises cannot appease. And that's because it's by becoming more present to God, by turning away from sin, that man can truly enter into spiritual joy." End quote. We have to always remember, brothers and sisters, that we are spirits. Spirits that have been joined to a physical body, it is true, but spirits nonetheless. We are composed of both body and soul. And our souls have needs just as our bodies do. The problem is that so oftentimes the world around us promises pleasures and happinesses that only focus on the body and the emotions, but neglect to nourish the soul. And yet, genuine heartfelt joy, which we all long for, comes from the soul. More specifically, it comes from God living in the soul. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, a result of God dwelling in us, a result of God having healed us, having touched us, communicated himself to us. In other words, we can't have genuine and lasting joy without God. And the other side of this coin is that if God dwells within us, we don't really need anything further to experience joy. This is exactly why there's so many beautiful and true accounts of Christian martyrs from the past who were chained up in prison, tortured for being a Christian, even led to their execution, and somehow they were able to face all of that with a smile and with joy. We might wonder, how in the world is that possible, right? How could someone be joyful as they're being tortured? Or how could someone like St. Paul rejoice while he was in prison for his faith? It's because they knew that God himself lived within them. They knew that their souls were united to God. They knew that God loved them. And they had great confidence in an eternal life to come, which they knew would be more glorious and joyful than anything this life could offer. That's the joy of Christmas. That's the joy of Gaudete Sunday. That when we suffer, when we are struck with disillusionment in our lives, when things don't go as planned, when life is hard, when our expectations aren't met, we are meant to be reminded that we really still have all that we need and more because we have God. That's what's happening in the gospel. The disciples of St. John the Baptist, we can imagine, were probably upset because their leader had been thrown in prison and Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, had not yet come and broken down the prison bars and set him free, right? And that's because Jesus comes to break down much more important bars, the bars of sin and death, sickness and pain and evil. John's disciples needed an adjustment of perspective. The Savior is doing the Savior's work. Those who are sick are being healed, the dead are being brought back to life, and the poor are hearing the good news of God's mercy, love, and salvation. What could be more important, more saving, more joyful than that? Brothers and sisters, during this time of the year when busyness can very easily overwhelm us, when we are tempted to place our hope for happiness and joy in the experiences and people and things of this world, it's critical to remember that genuine joy will only flood our hearts when Jesus floods our hearts. Our souls were made to live in close union with God, and if they don't, we will always feel empty, like something is missing. No matter how hard we try to fill that emptiness with things, with tech or sports or busyness or traditions, families or friends, it won't work. Because only God can fill that hole in our hearts that is made for God to fill. So if we want to rejoice, even in the midst of busyness or sadness, difficulty, anxiety, fear, pain, if we want joy to fill our hearts, then we have to put God first. To prioritize our schedules, our events, our decisions according to what is important to God, not to us. And to do that, we have to invite him into our hearts and our lives. And to do that, we simply have to accept God's invitation, which is already extended to us, to do so. Jesus invited John the Baptist's disciples to see things from his perspective, which of course is the best perspective, right? And he invites each one of us to do the same. To realize that if we really take to heart how unconditionally and infinitely God loves us, and if we truly strive to put God first, then no matter what may come, joy will be ours. So, brothers and sisters, let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts and heal us. Heal us from the wounds of sin. Heal us from sickness, sadness, frustration, disillusionment, and fear. Help us to feel your love for us, Lord. Help us to know how much you desire to save and to redeem us. Help us, Lord, to turn away from sin and to choose this day and every day to live for you and so experience the joy that your kingdom brings. Amen.